WV1 continues here in season three with the man that helps the Wolves app be what it is for supporters around the world. His name is Richard Pepper. He's the head of digital here at Wolves and one of my closest friends with the club. So a real honor to spend some time and talk about his background and what this app represents to supporters. And Richard, for where the app is now from where it had been a couple of seasons ago, what are some of the new things that you're really proud of and some of the things you think are going in a direction that'll be very innovative like you've been doing for several years here?
Thanks, Lawrence. Well, thanks for the great intro. I think we've just launched a new update of the app, which has revamped quite a lot of the content delivery within it. The app's been around for almost 6 years now, so we've gone through a few iterations and developments. The latest ones provide a much simplified layout, easier content delivery, so it's much easier to find your news stories and your videos on the homepage. Starting to give it more of a kind of social feed as you scroll through that homepage, and also making the ticketing journey slightly easier, better signposting to that, and just some small improvements as well around being able to find notifications easily. So in the past, you might have been sent a notification and you couldn't find that afterwards to get back to it. Now you can access that through a page on the app via the header. And then also, yes, like I said, simplified menu and just trying to get access to that content a lot easier for supporters. We're working hard with our app development company who are based out in the US. They work with most of the NBA teams, NFL teams, NHL teams. They're really impressive in their technology and their delivery of that. So we're working on a whole roadmap to try and bring through more improvements as we try and make it the go-to platform for supporters of the club.
Yeah, I've seen these Yinzcam apps around the United States with the sports teams. And one of the things that kind of connected us was this love for spoken audio. So Wolves Radio begins, and we have a 24/7 stream that started in the app several years ago. WV1, this program here, sort of an offshoot of all of the podcast material that's now part of this, and that has grown in leaps and bounds because the storytelling that Mikey Burrows does with Wolves Weekly is tremendous. They have offshoot programs, the Press Pack, Gemma Frith works on some of these programs as well, and I've just really enjoyed, as somebody who's in the United States, listening to what's happening on an active basis because of the spoken word content that's coming out through the app. How have you seen that grow over the years?
Yeah, audio is a key driver for supporters to open the app in the first place. We know live commentary is one of the main reasons to download the app. It should give the best experience for listening to Mikey's great commentary during the games. But yeah, it's been great working with yourself on launching Wolves Radio a few years back, where we had that always on 24/7 stream. So you could tune in and listen to random pieces of content that we pushed out through the day. But yeah, we've also had a big focus on-demand podcasts over the past couple of years. So the media team have been working with a great agency on delivering more audio content from around the club and also looking external to the club as well. So podcasts like The Football Gods is a really interesting piece of content that sits on our platform. And yeah, audio is something that we're trying to bring through a lot more into the app because we believe the experience of listening on the app is great. You can background the app and listen as you continue to browse the rest of your phone. And yeah, we've got much more of demand for audio content over the past few years.
You know, it's interesting because Premier League clubs will stream the audio commentary of the match, whether it's the World Feed or what's on Sky, et cetera, et cetera. And I try as best I can to link, if it's on Peacock or USA Network in the United States, Mikey's commentary to the matches, and that's a lot of fun. But then I think of preseason and all of the ways that over the years you've helped bring into the app and even the website platforms the matches themselves in a video form. Mikey may be commentating on those preseason video matches, but that's a large part of things as well when you look at a preseason, and that has to be a real driver to the app in the early stage of a season.
Yeah, live content is huge for supporters accessing all of our platforms, our website, our app. Unfortunately, because of Premier League rights, we don't have a huge amount of live video content available to us, but preseason is a massive one. As well as under-21s games as well, we'll be showing the majority of those games. hopefully next season we'll be able to show a lot more as well. And then the odd under-18s and Wolves women games as well. As well as that, clearly, again, we do live audio of the women's games. And back in the day, we were running live Mexican commentary to our Spanish-speaking audience when Raul Jimenez was part of the team, and we had a very big following there. So yeah, all of those live rights are really key drivers for people to open the app. What we're trying to work on now is keeping people on the app during the week as well, to try and make the rest of that content, video content, on demand and news content, a lot more engaging and provide some more insights behind the scenes at the club.
You know, it's interesting too, because as we look at the evolution of the app, I start thinking of the stories aspect that you really were one of the very first people in the world to bring to a sports team app, and the content that Josh Power and Yanni Makarounis' team all helped bring together under Max Fitzgerald's media department, of having a really concise, quick view into maybe a day's training or behind the scenes on a match day. The stories, that sort of really started evolving and became sort of, I would say, the architecture of how the basic flow is kind of working now. Just making sure it's something that's fresh constantly, that's constantly coming at you and informing you, and also giving you this look that's really behind the scenes.
Yeah, I guess the challenge for club digital department is that we're trying to keep pace with social media platforms and the way that people generally consume content online now. And that's changed a lot since we launched the app back 6 years or so ago. So stories was a big one that we asked to be developed for us by our app developers. They did a great job, and we launched a phase one of that. Hopefully we'll be launching a phase two, which brings it more up to date in terms of, again, the way that people consume content. We'll also be pulling through more shorter form video content in different aspect ratios. So at the moment, the way that you consume video, other than the stories feature, is 16:9, which is quite a small ratio for your screen size on mobile. So we'll be looking at more square content and full screen portrait content as well. As you mentioned, we're blessed with an amazing video team, so my job really is to try and give them the tools to deliver that content in the best possible ways to support us on our platforms. So again, working on a roadmap that you should see quite a few updates coming through soon that will allow us to show that behind the scenes content around the club in more interesting ways and engaging ways on the app, hopefully.
You know, it's been fun over the years too to kind of go outside of what would be typically thought of as the kind of storytelling a club in the Premier League would do. And I refer mostly to the LA Wolves story. And part of this, and it's more with wolves.co.uk, you did a sub-site to have the LA Wolves site that was full of information, video clips from the documentary that was made by the media team and folks at Football Co's Mundial outfit. And that story and how it evolved from being part of a podcast on WV1 with Phil Parks explaining how his team in the mid-60s were brought over to the United States to play as the LA Wolves becomes not just a film, but a very cool bit of technology with telling the story in a deeper way. You're always thinking that way. And like, from my perspective, I completely appreciate it, because if we unearth a story and we make a documentary, how do you keep the thing alive? You build the deeper meta story behind it.
Yeah, that was a lovely one to be a part of. Again, the media team are great, and they put together these amazing documentaries in-house and with an agency in this case as well for LA Wolves. But the stories are fantastic, and we tell those really well from a video perspective. But the guys have a finite level of detail that they can go into on those videos to keep them entertaining and engaging as you watch those moving pictures. So what we've tried with the LA Wolves, and what we'd like to do a lot more of, is delving deeper into the story and providing lots of different forms of content, whether that be behind the scenes podcasts like the one that you filmed yourself, Lawrence, for the LA Wolves, or written pieces of content that can really tell the story in a longer form way, in smaller tidbits as well, that work really well on a web platform. So yeah, that was a great one that we'll hopefully do more of as we tell some more of those deeper stories with the club.
As the years go on, I find myself also buying more things through the team store via the app, which is really neat because sometimes to the U.S. there's a free shipping window or something like this. And that aspect, too, of keeping things fresh and current so that it's not just the content that's in there, but also a way to interact via the team store and other club initiatives, that's a large part of the app as well.
Yeah, the beauty of the app is that it should pull through all aspects of the club. So that includes the e-commerce, the retail, the ticketing, and make things super easy for people to find what they need and hopefully to purchase jerseys or tickets if they're interested in those. Again, we're trying to even simplify that even more so that journey is very easy for supporters to access everything that they need around the club, really.
We always talk with folks, and we're joined by Richard Pepper, the head of digital at Wolves, about their background. And, you know, I know for a fact you're from Bristol, but kind of how did you get into this world? What prepares somebody to be in the digital realm in the sports and entertainment world? And how did it work for you? And really, what has this experience been over the past several years?
Yeah, so I've worked in the digital industry for 16 years now. The last 10 years I've been in the sports business. So prior to being at Wolves, I worked for Bristol Sport, which is a group of professional sports clubs in my home city of Bristol. So Bristol City, Bristol Bears Rugby, the basketball team, and the women's teams associated. So yeah, 10 solid years of working in sports digital. I guess for me, the fun is that every day is different. Depending on the result on the Saturday or the Tuesday night, then we may need to work harder to try and engage with our supporters and get them using our platforms. As I said, everything's moving at such a fast pace. Sometimes you don't have too much time to think, but that can be fun as well and brings a lot of challenges. Anyone who's looking to get into digital, hopefully I would recommend someone who enjoys working at that kind of really fast pace and dealing with a lot of problem solving, because we work with so many platforms and so many different suppliers and agencies. Things can sometimes go wrong and you need to be quick to find those and to sort those as well.
So one of the other things that we always talk about here on this program is just this pure love for the folks that are the energy, the heartbeat, the soul of the club. And you know, from the moment that I met you and Russell Jones, the whole interest in all of this from the club's point of view has always been how to best communicate and engage with supporters and fans around the world in a way that's authentic and in a way that's very innovative. When you look at all of what the future could hold with team apps or new technology in general, what are some of the things that excite you the most about where the future may take us?
I guess, again, digital, everything is changing constantly, so we have to always be abreast of what's coming up soon. Obviously, we've seen a big influx of AI products over the past few years, which a lot of those maybe supporters wouldn't have seen, but potentially give us a lot more efficiency in the way that we can work and develop platforms and build out the offering that we've got for supporters. Great example is I think this is maybe not too widely used by our supporters, but there's a fantastic platform we've got within the app called Video Creator or Custom Highlights. So that uses AI to clip up action from the 90 minutes, every Premier League game, and then supporters can go in and create their own highlights reels based on player action or match action. So I can go through and say, right, I want to see every assist by Pedro Neto this season. And it will immediately give me that video that I can watch and share with my friends via WhatsApp or other social platforms. By the same margin, I can go back over the past five years or so and say, right, I want to see the highlights from every game against Arsenal. And again, it will instantly fire me that video. So those are some of the tools that maybe a couple of years ago we wouldn't have been able to release. We might have had the idea, but would have had no way of how we could deliver those. So it's just an example of how tech moves so fast that within a few months we were able to be the first club in the world to launch that platform. We're super happy with it. So yeah, if anyone's interested in checking that one out, just go to the app and via the More menu, there's a Video Creator tab. I would definitely recommend that one.
All right, so if you're somehow listening to this not on the Wolves app, download the Wolves app and see all of where things have gone and the things you can do to interact with the club. And as always, Richard Pepper, head of digital, thank you so much for not just your time, but your spirit in making sure that all of this is connected for fans of Wolves around the world. Great to spend some time with you.
Thanks very much, Lawrence.